The most important number in global markets right now is not a GDP print or an inflation figure. It is 65%. That is the discount at which Google and Amazon acquired Anthropic equity relative to secondary market valuation, a number that quantifies, with unusual precision, exactly what the market believes compute access is worth in the current AI cycle. When the world's two largest hyperscalers together commit $73 billion to a single frontier model provider and do so at a 65% haircut on the open market, they are telling you in the clearest possible terms where the structural moat of this technology cycle actually lives. It is not in model architecture, it is not in intellectual property, it is in guaranteed access to the physical infrastructure required to run these systems at scale. The deal structure here is worth examining closely. Google committed $40 billion, $10 billion immediate at a $350 billion valuation, with $30 billion contingent on performance milestones plus 5 gigawatts of TPU compute over 5 years. Amazon layered in an additional $25 billion on top of a prior $8 billion investment, locking in Claude's deployment on Trainium chips and securing Anthropic's commitment to over $100 billion in AWS spend over the next decade. This is not a venture investment. This is a strategic infrastructure lock-in executed at a scale that restructures competitive dynamics across the entire enterprise AI market. The broader pattern here mirrors the early cloud infrastructure wars of 2008 through 2014, when AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud competed aggressively on price to capture enterprise commitments, then progressively tightened pricing leverage as switching costs accumulated. Organizations that locked in enterprise agreements with AWS in 2010 and 2012 received decade-long pricing advantages. Those that waited until 2015 paid significantly higher rates with inferior negotiating leverage. The critical difference today is velocity. The AI infrastructure market appears to be compressing that same cycle into a 24 to 36-month window. We assess a 65 to 75% probability that hyperscaler AI pricing shifts materially upward within 18 months as introductory capacity agreements expire. Enterprises without locked-in agreements by Q3 2026 will face renegotiation on structurally unfavorable terms. Building on that compute concentration thesis, there is a second force compressing enterprise decision timelines, and it is coming from an entirely different direction. The U.S.-China frontier model capability gap has compressed from an estimated 6-month U.S. lead 12 months ago to approximately 90 days as of Q2 2025. That number deserves to sit for a moment. 90 days. Kimi K 2.6, developed by Moonshot AI, benchmarks competitively with or exceeding Claude Opus 4.6 at 1 trillion parameters. Trained for a reported $4.6 million versus hundreds of millions for comparable closed Western models. DeepSeek V4 has published a 1.6 trillion parameter Pro variant under open source licensing, weights available on Hugging Face, with a 1 million token context window. But the strategically disruptive variable here is not the capability gap, it is the cost differential. Kimi K 2.6 runs at 1/8 the cost of closed Western APIs via Fireworks AI, and 1/30 the cost when self-hosted. For organizations processing more than 10 million tokens per month, a threshold that growing numbers of enterprises are crossing as agentic workflow automation scales, this differential is no longer a technical footnote. It is a board-level budget conversation. The optimal enterprise deployment architecture that is emerging looks something like this. A Western closed model orchestrator, Claude Opus 4.7 or GPT 5.5, managing Chinese open-weight execution agents for non-sensitive workloads, achieving an estimated 5 to 10 times cost reduction on AI compute versus all premium deployment. The unresolved security vectors in Chinese open-weight models, code injection risk, unknown telemetry, training data provenance, create a durable market segmentation that we assess has a 70 to 80% probability of persisting through 2027, regardless of capability convergence. This forces enterprises to maintain dual procurement architectures: Western closed models for regulated and sensitive workloads, Chinese open weight for cost-sensitive internal operations. Looking at the landscape, this dynamic rhymes closely with the commoditization of database software following MySQL's emergence in the early 2000s. Oracle and IBM DB2 maintained significant enterprise market share through compliance infrastructure and ecosystem lock-in for nearly a decade after MySQL achieved functional parity. But the pricing compression forced permanent margin restructuring across the entire enterprise database market. The foundation model API market faces analogous pressure over the next 24 to 36 months. While the compute and model layer dynamics are reshaping enterprise AI strategy, a third structural shift is occurring at the payment layer, and it may ultimately prove the most consequential of the three. In February 2025, monthly stablecoin transfer volume reached $7.2 trillion, surpassing total U.S. bank transfer network volume for the first time. That crossing of the line moment received almost no coverage in mainstream financial media, but it represents a structural inflection in global payments infrastructure that has direct implications for AI-native enterprise architecture. Two parallel machine payment standards are now emerging simultaneously. Coinbase's X402 protocol activates an HTTP status code originally specified in 1991, now under Linux Foundation governance, with ecosystem support from Google, AWS, Cloudflare, Stripe, Visa, MasterCard, and the Solana Foundation. Transaction costs on X402 run approximately 1/10 of a cent, representing a 300 times cost reduction versus the 30-cent minimum on legacy credit card rails. Stripe's machine payments protocol launched in March 2025 in partnership with Tempo Labs, establishing a competing standard for AI agent-to-agent transactions. The structural threat to incumbent payment networks is quantifiable. Visa and MasterCard's core interchange revenue model, built on 30-cent plus minimums, is structurally incompatible with agent-scale micropayments at 1/10 of a cent, an estimated 99.7% revenue compression per transaction in segments where AI agents dominate. Both incumbents have joined the X402 ecosystem rather than oppose it, a defensive positioning that mirrors their historical response to PayPal, but co-option does not resolve the fundamental unit economics problem. More importantly, Forrester projects human bank website visits declining 20% and machine-initiated financial traffic surging 40% by end of 2025. The payments infrastructure is bifurcating, and the machine-native layer is scaling faster than most institutional frameworks have priced in. There is an operational risk embedded in this infrastructure shift that deserves explicit attention. FATF's March 2025 guidance formally requires stablecoin issuers to maintain code-level freeze capabilities. Tether has already executed over 2,300 freezes across 340 law enforcement agencies in 65 countries, most recently freezing $344 million on the Tron network in coordination with OFAC. Any AI agent operating a stablecoin wallet faces the risk of instantaneous, irrevocable transaction freeze with no human capable of intervening before cascading failures occur. Enterprises building agentic payment workflows need contractual and architectural protections against exactly this scenario. The X402 versus Stripe standards competition maps structurally to the VHS Betamax format war. In both cases, the standard with superior distribution infrastructure, not necessarily superior technical specifications, achieved dominance. X402's eight-party institutional coalition replicates the legitimacy strategy that TCP/IP used to displace competing network protocols. The strategic prescription here is clear. During the current 12 to 18-month consolidation window, implement abstraction layers that route to either protocol, based on availability and cost. Do not commit exclusively to either standard until the outcome is clearer. Pulling the lens back to the physical infrastructure layer, Google's TPU Gen 8 announcement at CloudNext 2026 delivers 3x training performance improvement over its predecessor and 80% better performance per dollar. The A5X cluster is twice the size of xAI's Colossus 2 and 2.4 times larger than Stargate Phase 1 by compute capacity. Critically, 75% of Google's internal code is now AI-generated, and TPU chips are now designed by AI systems. Recursive self-improvement has reached the silicon layer. The binding physical constraint on all AI scaling is no longer talent or model architecture. It is the convergence of semiconductor fabrication scarcity and energy-permitting bottlenecks. TSMC has no long-term guaranteed allocation agreements with NVIDIA. xAI has reportedly locked up between $16 and $45 billion of Samsung's fabrication capacity. The direct enterprise implication? Cloud provider capacity guarantees will become increasingly stratified, with committed use agreement holders receiving priority allocation and spot market buyers facing rationing during peak demand periods. The energy constraint is creating a new investable asset class that institutional allocators should be mapping now: brownfield industrial sites with existing high-voltage grid infrastructure. Legacy aluminum smelting and heavy manufacturing facilities are being converted to data center use. We assess a 70 to 80% probability that permitted energy infrastructure with high-voltage grid connections becomes a materially scarce and appreciating asset class within 24 months. One final development worth flagging. On the geopolitical dimension, the UAE has publicly committed to running 50% of all government operations on agentic AI within 24 months, the most aggressive government AI deployment target globally. Meanwhile, deepfake financial fraud losses escalated from $130 million cumulatively between 2019 and 2023 to $400 million in 2024 to an estimated $1 billion in 2025, with projections reaching $40 billion by 2027. Video-based identity verification is operationally compromised. Enterprises relying on it for financial authorization need alternative authentication architecture in place before the fraud curve catches up with them. Thesis update for today. Three structural forces have converged in ways that compress enterprise decision timelines from years to quarters. Compute access has been priced at 65% of company value as the primary strategic moat. Chinese open-weight models have compressed the capability gap to 90 days while delivering cost advantages that no CFO can ignore at scale. And a machine-native payment layer, already processing more monthly volume than U.S. bank transfers, is bifurcating global financial infrastructure in ways that legacy payment economics cannot survive intact. The organizations that act on infrastructure positioning, vendor diversification, and agent payment architecture within the next 2 quarters are not simply optimizing. They are securing their position before the window closes. Those that wait for clarity will find that clarity comes at a significantly higher price. Thank you for joining Macro Observer today. That's your global macro intelligence briefing for May 1st, 2026. The structural forces we've tracked today will continue to compound. Come back tomorrow for the next read on where the horizon is shifting. Watching the horizon? Until tomorrow.